Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey. Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
It's Taz and Zach Gell. Moose is out this week, and Zach is doing a great job sitting in for the Moose. And I am Taz, as I said. We're coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Thank you for listening right now across one of our great affiliates across the great United States. We appreciate it. Maybe you're listening on a CBS Sports Radio app. Thank you for that. Or maybe listen on radio.com app, SiriusXM, channel 206. If you want to call the show, very simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
Simply dial, watch this, Zach, 855-2124-227.
Yes.
855-2124-227. Notice the cadence difference?
Yeah, that's right.
You're looking at me.
A little emphasis on the fall.
Yeah, well, because a lot of times I've talked to Moose about this in the past. I try not to give the phone number in the regular, like everybody else does. Three numbers, four numbers. So I'll do 855-2124-227.
See, me being the typical radio guy, I would go 855-212-4-CBS.
Or you could do this, like typical radio guy. 855-2124-CBS.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You extend it. That's the typical. I avoid everything typical radio.
You don't say 4CBS, though.
No.
You just do 4227.
I refuse to. It's trite. Because no one's going to do that. The people dial numbers. People are not. Look, where's the B? Wait, hold on. Where's the S, John? Wait, Bobby, is that the C's next to the S? Is that number 7? People don't have time. People don't have time. You tell them the numbers, you make it simple. Simple, clean, done. All right, the 3. Here we go.
It is now time for The Three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Baker Mayfield says people want to see the Browns lose.
That was funny by Zach. Well, the thing is, like, people don't like you, Baker. You're annoyed by you. They like the player you are. You're exciting, but you're annoying. You're a try-hard. You're trying to act like a badass. And all the guys on your team, they're kind of on your offense, I should say. A lot of them could be a little annoying, especially the guy that was a giant. So, you know, Beckham. So a lot of people get annoyed by that. So that's the problem. You know, that's the problem. And your head coach acts like he's been a head coach for 40 years in the NFL. I mean, Freddie Kitchens. So he's a little bit cocky, too. This is just my opinion. I can't speak for Zach, but I'm just saying how I feel. So that's why I think people hate on the Browns.
I like the Browns. I hope that they do well this season. It's a fan base that deserves it. However...
Well, you didn't say that earlier. You buried the fan base.
Well, no. I said the fan base can be obnoxious, and that's what I think is playing into it. But I did say that, this is a fan base that's been suffering for a long time, so I'm rooting for them. However, with that being said... People don't like when people are arrogant, people are going to be very bold and tell you a lot of things when there's not a lot of success. Odell Beckham Jr. has won nothing in this league.
Right.
Baker Mayfield, it's not fair to say he's won nothing because he was only a rookie, had a very good rookie season.
Won nothing.
Freddie Kitchens is a rookie head coach, so you got to show me something. So you could say... this team's going to be great. Everyone's hating, against us and rooting against us, blah, blah, blah. You got to back it up. And the point of the fans that let me make clear on this, is that they're buying into what they're being fed, as they should be, because they want to see a winner. And they're already assuming, in my opinion, that they're going to win this division. And if you say, I'm going to go with the Steelers, you get eviscerated on social media. So I think that this is a team that's very confident. It's a fan base that's very confident. And that's starting to annoy people, where you had the lovable losers who everyone loved a season ago. And now people are starting to say, wait a second, this could actually be an obnoxious
team.
Well,
a season ago, they were a laughing stock. With Hugh Jackson, they didn't win a game.
16,
they were horrible. They were a laughing stock. And the thing where I disagree with you on is, like, so I don't feel that the Cleveland Browns fan base is cocky or expecting to win. I really don't. I think they're excited, and they should be excited. Moose and I have had a lot of people over the past year, almost 2 years or
cautiously
whatever.
Optimistic.
Yes, people that are Browns fans calling the show from either the great state of Ohio, somewhere, wherever, that are Browns fans. And I haven't come across any that were ultra cocky. I respect your opinion, Zach, but I think it's more of, Baker Mayfield tries to, and you laid it out perfectly earlier, he just tries to be motivated. He tries to create something that's not there just to create a bigger chip on his shoulder, because he's not the walk-on anymore. He's not not ignored. He's star.
The man now.
He was a star at a college. He's the man now. He's a star in the NFL. He's got that silly-ass mustache. That's a whole nother story. And he got the pick.
So does Rodgers. See, Rodgers the mustache?
Rodgers looks better with the mustache, though.
I think they both look creepy.
They both look creepy, but Rodgers looks less creepy. So the thing is, Freddie Kitchens and Baker, that's the part that irks me a little bit, that Baker was basically able to just pick his head coach. Like, they're just making it. I understand if you're Dorsey, you want to keep your quarterback happy. I understand that. But you can't let that get out to people like us that do this, that cover sports. Let that get out that basically Baker Mayfield really wanted Freddie Kitchens, and that's kind of why it sounds like they put him in that spot. So I think that's another thing. It's like, it's annoying. It's just, and the way he handled Hugh Jackson when Hugh Jackson went to the Bengals as an assistant. Hugh Jackson needed a job, and then he blows off Hugh Jackson in the middle of the field instead of shaking hands. Now, we don't know what happened behind closed doors. But I'll tell you what, Hugh Jackson, when he was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns with Hard Knocks, he pulled back the curtain a lot.
He saw everything.
And it seemed like he liked Baker Mayfield.
Oh, no, he always liked Baker Mayfield. So, you told me he was slamming on the desk to draft Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, yeah.
And you claimed he has no knowledge to why that relationship did sour.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. Like, but yet Baker punked him out. in the middle of the field. That was like, you can't do that.
To get to your point.
A rookie, who the hell are you?
It's bizarre why, and maybe that just because they felt that you wasn't the right guy for the job. So that was the rallying call. But to humiliate the guy publicly
was
weird.
Bad, man.
And then the quote from the other day, I think in the media and everything that comes with the hype around our team right now, people want to see us lose just because the hype is so real. The only reason why people would want to see you lose is because you have bold personalities right now, and Baker being one who I happen to like, and Odell Beckham, who I like too.
Yeah.
And
I like Njoku. I like Nick Chubb. I like all of them.
You're polarizing players, though, that keep on barking, and you got to win. And if you don't win this year, if you win, everyone will genuflect, and you'll get the rounds of applause. But if you don't, you're going to be a big-time joke in the National Football League.
Baker Mayfield, the reason why people seem like they're hating on you is because you're chirping all the time. You chirp too much, son. That's the problem.
With no success.
Professional. And I'm not a Baker Mayfield hater. I know I sound like I'm a hater. I'm not. I'm not a Browns hater. But he needs to chill a little bit, in my opinion. I said this about him in the past. And as far as the Browns, dude, I got to be honest, Zach. They got one of the best cornerbacks, young cornerbacks in the game.
Denzel Ward.
I love that kid. I loved him at Ohio State. I love him. He's a tremendous player.
And no one talks about Myles Garrett, the defensive end. He's a stud.
He's an animal athlete, just a beast.
I'll make a quick comparison because Odell brought it up. He goes, he thinks there's a double standard sometimes between him and Tom Brady, him and Rob Gronkowski. Difference is those guys have won. They've already cemented themselves as legends. You have potential to be a legendary player. You've had great seasons. You got to win, though. That's part of the equation. And the Browns this year, I'm not saying they have to win a Super Bowl. I'm not even saying they have to win the division. At a bare minimum, if they have to go to the playoffs, if they go 9-7, 10-6, and miss out, it's no great season, unbelievable year. No, you have to make the playoffs.
Well, you have to, especially with the expectation. Look, you got to give credit to ownership and Dorsey and what they've done with the Browns, bringing in the people to help win games, a lot of games. You know, I mean, they've done a good job of that. There's no doubt. But so you got every weapon, every resource you need, Baker and Freddie Kitchens. You guys got everything you need, and let's see what you can do.
And if this is him, and this is what he wants to do his entire career, talk. That's fine. You just better win. As Al Davis said, just win, baby.
And when I think they kick off week one against the Titans, I believe. So, you know, I think it's the Titans. I'm pretty sure it is. And then, you're playing against a pretty good defense there.
Yeah,
you're playing
Tennessee.
Yeah, playing Tennessee. So, we'll see what happens. You got to go week to week. You know how it is with the NFL. You can't, you only can judge these teams week to week.
And last year, changes. They didn't really beat any good teams.
No, they didn't. No, you're right. They didn't. I mean, he was fun to watch play, and I'll watch him play again this year. I respect that Brown fan base because they've been through hell. They have, and like I said, they were a laughing stock.
Be one party if they went to.
There would be some kind of party.
We thought the Cavs parade was crazy.
Yeah.
This would usurp it. It wouldn't be close.
Cleveland's an awesome city, too. It's a really great spot. So, if you look at their schedule, kicking off against Tennessee, and then they go to the Jets, which who knows what the Jets going to be. They're going to be better. We know that. So we'll see how Lev Bell looks for them and Donald, But and then they host the Rams. So then we'll see, really, by week three, what they're all about when you're playing the LA Rams. Let's see what you got. That'll be interesting.
A lot of people may be rooting for Aaron Donald to sack Baker Mayfield.
I think a lot of people will shut him up, and he still won't shut up. All right, here we go. Number two.
Number two.
Carson Wentz hasn't had pizza in 7 months.
Yeah.
Do you buy this?
How
do you give up pizza for 7 months?
It's called discipline. That's why, bro.
We don't have this.
What do you got, a mouse in your pocket? What are you saying, we? What are you, speaking for me? Now, what is this, Mike?
In terms of food. Yeah,
speaking for me.
In terms of food, you could give up pizza for 7 months.
So now you're speaking not just for you and I, for the society.
Yeah.
He goes, we don't have... I thought these guys run around with like a gerbil in his pocket or something.
I did have a gerbil as a kid, by the way.
All right. So there's a line in there somewhere, but I'll take the high road.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't give
not
a
that
pizza.
Way.
Dude, I can't give a pizza for 7 months. I can't give a pizza for 7 days. I love pizza.
So my statement was true.
No.
You don't have discipline in terms of your pizza eating.
But you don't know what type of pizza I eat. I actually know how to go healthy with pizza. Now, why, when I look across the glass...
Vegan pizza?
Why do I have to look at the producer and my board operator, and they both get this sorry sap... look on their face like, oh God, here we go.
Whey protein pizza.
They can't stop both at the same time. It's like they both like, oh, Aaron was just taken out of bowl.
You can't make pizza healthy.
Yes, you can.
Just eat the unhealthy, greasy pizza.
Listen, sir.
I was at a party last week. They had vegan pizza. It tasted fine. Stop. Just give me the real buffalo chicken pizza.
I don't do the cauliflower pizza. Some people say it tastes like regular. I can't do that. All right, if I can get a word in on my own show, I'll tell you what the deal is. So here's the thing. This is what I do. My healthy pizza is not whey protein pizza, Pete. I know that's what you think. It's not. It's not cauliflower pizza, Mike. It's not. It's not vegan pizza. No, Zach, it's not. I don't like the vegan Jones. I do a ultra, it's called ultra thin, whole wheat crust, low fat mutz. That's what I do. There it is.
Still not healthy, though.
Excuse me?
Healthier.
It's less, the caloric intake is lower. It's also a mini pie. Okay. It's
still
it's,
greasy?
No, because it's a cracker. Do you hear what I said? It's low, it's a crack. It's low fat mutz. Okay, so there's less oil in the freaking cheese. What don't you get, bro? I mean, it's a higher fiber because of the whole wheat, a little grainy. And, you know, the sauce is like a tablespoon of it. And it's ultra thin. The word ultra thin is in the title.
You put any toppings on it?
No. What am I, five?
You don't like pepperoni?
I want pepperoni. No, I'm not.
Sausage?
No, I'm not a child.
Buffalo chicken?
I'm a man, a grown-ass man. I go cheese straight up, Jones.
Ham. I thought you liked buffalo chicken.
I do like buffalo. That's a different pizza.
Mm.
That's not ultra thin, and that's not whole wheat.
How often do you eat the healthy pizza?
More than I do the regular pizza. So I'll keep score. I'll buy it. I'll get an app, and I'll log it. I mean, what do I tell you, bro?
The Taz app. You should get an app.
I've worked. Well, listen, apps will never work in radio. You know that. Anyway.
Hello.
Hello.
So the pizza.
So anyway, everybody panics. I love that.
Shots fired.
Yeah. That's another cliche line I hate. I hate that.
See, I'm just using the cliches now because I know you don't like them.
No, but you know, that's a social media cliche. Someone, now see, I shouldn't say because now I'm going to get a bunch of We Over Nation going to be tweeting me. Shots fired. They know I hate it.
What nation?
Oh, boy.
Please don't go here.
No, what nation?
I swear. Come on.
Is this a wrestling thing? That I'm oblivious
Pete,
to?
Pete the body, let him. Please. Pete.
Mark.
Just a bunch of marks in a nation.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
Hey, don't.
That's
don't
my fan stop. Base and Mikey B's fan base. And by the way, we're going to have a little competition with you, Zach, and Mikey B, play-by-play voices.
Competition? Not even a contest.
We're going to play it side by side when we go to break. We have any more on the three or we're done?
The NFL preseason starts
tonight. What's number three? Go ahead.
Number three.
NFL preseason week two starts tonight.
Yeah, we went over this earlier. All the games suck, and most people aren't going to watch them. All right, when we come back from break.
But people will tell you how excited they are.
That's right. When we come back from break, Mikey B versus the Gelb. Okay, who's the better play-by-play? This is a lightly done 1v1. Taz with Zach sitting in for the Moose. We'll be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is your boy, Oscar De La Hoya, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's a guy you don't want to get into fisticuff with. Knock your block off, ladies and gentlemen. CBS Sports Radio, toll-free line, 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news! Ah, yes, jobbers. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. We have a light 1v1 coming up. Very light, because these are not established superstars. Mikey B, the esteemed producer of Taz and the Moose, and the latest thing in podcasting, Basketball Drive, is the main host for that.
Report.
Who? What?
Exactly.
Where? When? Why?
Against you, Zach Vavoom Loudmouth Jones, in a play-by-play competition. Now the guy just walked in again here, Zook, with no glasses on. I didn't want to look at your face, and now when I looked, I see that you still don't have glasses. And now I got to share.
Toss them on over.
All right, I got to share my eyeglasses with this guy.
See, this should become a weekly thing.
No drops back
and forth. We're 3 for 3, you and I, are throwing, by the way.
Get it sponsored. It's going to be a weekly thing.
What do you mean weekly thing? He loves those glasses. Dude, I'll sell
you. Toss the glasses,
$22.
$22?
Yeah. Red win number. $22.50, bro.
Here's the thing, though.
Not a bad deal.
They're game-worn from Taz. Taz has a huge following, a lot of marks.
23 popular.
You could probably sell that for a lot more.
There's a lot of marks.
You are a mark. A lot of marks.
He's already got the vernacular down. I love it.
I love the term.
Yeah.
I'm hooked.
You heard me during the Geico read. I said the word jobbers. You don't know what that is.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You fall into the jobber.
Crazy person?
No, it's not a crazy person. No, a jobber is, look at Pete Devine saying, do the update. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
All right.
I did get a tweet back for not knowing what is We Over Nation.
Oh, that might just be one tweet for now, but you can get a plethora because that.
Get ready.
Yeah.
At Zach Gelb on Twitter. Line them up.
Because it's the fan base of, for my old show, they segued into this show. Moose loves that. And it's We Over is like when you're over in wrestling, the word over, that means you're like a star. Like, so let's say in the radio business in the tri-state area here, so Mike Francesa, he's over. Okay, so he's over. That's a good thing. You know, I don't know. Like,
thank you very much.
You know, LeBron James, as far as a basketball player, he's over.
I'm the best player in the world.
You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing.
Tom Brady,
he's over.
Because himself and Darwin.
Right. So,
Mocks.
Right. So the thing is, We Over Nation is the fan base that over my years that follow my career and support me. So I've given it, they're over, meaning we're over, me and them, all of us together, not just me. I've had people call my show back then, guys, and they would say, Taz, you're over. And I go, no, we over. And that's how it happened.
Now we got to get you in the Hall of Fame.
Well, that's a whole other topic. Pete the Body tried. We tried, Pete.
There's a whole lot of phone calls that happened there.
There was tweets. There was fake tweets. There was burner accounts. By the way, Pete, I know one of your burner accounts. I found it out.
You have a burner?
He does. A wrestling burner account. And I didn't tell you about this. I know who you are.
This is the first I know about it.
No, because you and I had a conversation the other day about a wrestler. And all of a sudden, one of these Twitter accounts put out a video on this wrestler.
That's not me.
You know who I'm talking about.
That account is not me. That's a genius account.
You are busted. Busted. I got him, Zook.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Nobody knows what we're talking about. He knows what I'm talking about, and I know what I'm talking about.
Some mysterious video on a mysterious account that nobody knows, and someone's going over, and nobody's under.
We know what we're talking about.
What are they talking about? We know.
You still know Vince McMahon pretty well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't have Pete try to get
you. Depends on the week. One week he might love me, one week he might hate me.
Don't try to get Pete to advocate you in the Hall of Fame. Get me on the phone with Vince. It'll happen in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I'll be screaming at Vince.
That'd be a hoot. Yeah, he loves when announcers scream. I've done a podcast about that. He would not like you.
That's fine.
I'm being honest.
If I get the job done, I don't care if he likes it.
He would just fire you there on the spot.
I'm not paid by him.
Well, you sound like you want to go. What,
no, I'm trying to get you in the Hall of Fame.
You're not getting me in the Hall of Fame. My legacy is going to get me in the Hall of Fame.
I know.
And if I don't get in the Hall of Fame, that's fine. I might control. I mean, I might be a little sad about it.
Stupid that you're not.
I mean, it's just, something that I would love. It would be nice. But if I'm not in, I'm not in. I can deal with it like a man. I don't get that upset over it. I mean, yeah, sure, the Hall of Fame this past year was in Brooklyn, my hometown. And I was sitting home, outside looking in. Looking through the window like this, like a little boy looking in a bakery shop with no money.
It was raining on the window pane.
I'm like, like the little kid looking with no money, and he wants to. I just want that little Kreller.
Glasses on.
And he's got no money. He's got like dirty shoes, glasses on. My ribs, I'm so skinny. My ribs, I got no money. That's me looking in the Barclays Center as I'm doing the Hall of Fame. Poor Taz. Human suplex machine, my ass.
Then you smash the window.
Right.
Monte Cristo in hand.
Oh, watch that. Yeah. Monte Cristo in hand. How about this up?
Okay, yeah. The Nationals, they're over, I think, right now. They currently sit atop the NL wild card race, but there's 7 teams right now with a legit chance of grabbing one of those last 2 spots. The Nats were going for their 4th straight win and a sweep of the Reds last night.
The set of the pitch. Swing and a high drive to deep left center field. Way back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a 3-run homer for Kurt Suzuki, and the Nationals have scored 10 times here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Unbelievable!
Charlie Slows, Nationals Radio Network. Unbelievable is right. 10 runs in the 5th, 17-7 the final. The Nats winning a football score. They own a 1-game lead in a wild card race right now. 6 back of the Braves in the NL East.
Hang on 1 second. I want people to know we're going to do this 1v1 to light. 1v1 Mikey B versus you, Zach, or Nick Halls. But they both did play-by-play when they were in college.
People are going to vote?
On social media. I'm getting word now from Mikey B's people. He has people now. That he has more audio that's heavily produced also of himself. So now it's become the Mikey B Power Hour. I mean, it's like unbelievable.
Podcast.
Yeah.
This is true.
You are so lucky Moose isn't here. Oh, my God.
Mark would not Malusha. Be putting me over.
He would not be putting you over. And you know what? I could see why.
Those are the rules!
Anyway, go ahead.
Former National Bryce Harper, two more home runs. Phillies hammered the Cubs 11-1. White Sox and Astros were tied at 9 in the 8th inning when James McCann stepped up for Chicago. Bases juiced.
Pitch is swinging a high fly ball to right. This is charged. Going back at the track. Slam! They're leading on a home run by McCann. Whatever he threw him, it went out of here to the Astros bullpen. Turn on the firework.
That's Ed Farmer, White Sox Radio Network. 13-9 the final. The White Sox win it. Elsewhere, Yankees beat the Orioles for a 16th straight time this year, taking it 6-5. Xander Bogaerts, two home runs. Red Sox keeping their dim playoff hopes alive. They beat the Indians 5-1. A's over the Giants 9-5. The Athletics also apparently signing pitcher Matt Harvey, former Mets ace, to a minor league deal. Football news. Guys, you might like this one. Just when you think it can't get stranger for Antonio Brown. First, the frostbitten feet from the cryogenic therapy chamber. Then the whole helmet fiasco.
Now
Brown facing a civil lawsuit. Apparently, he didn't pay a tab of nearly $40,000 to a chef that cooked for Brown and many others at a Pro Bowl party last year.
This guy's unbelievable.
Brown rented a mansion, hired this chef who's cooked for many other stars before. Yeah. His name is Stefano Tedeschi. He prepared food several days, culinary show for 50 Pro Bowl teammates of Brown. The bill went unpaid, $40,000. Now this guy is filing a civil lawsuit against Brown.
He had to pay for the hot air balloon. How much money?
Got cold feet when the meal came out?
And that's it. I just got that. It was funny.
But
that was a good one. Yeah, so here's the thing. The thing with Antonio Brown, like, he does this kind of stuff, and the Steelers could speak on this better than anybody, but yet he doesn't do anything like that's so bad, like with the law.
That's
like
a good point.
It's always something that's just like, if like he works under you, like, God, this guy's
he's throwing chairs off a balcony.
It's like nothing that's like horrible that he's doing, but it's like stupid.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
And it's just, it gets under your skin.
Exactly. Like, you know he's got the 40 G's.
Right.
I mean, he's got the 40 G's.
Right.
I mean, it's just, he just don't want to pay the guy for the food.
And you know what he offered to do? He says, we can pay you, I guess, in the months after, in social media awareness to promote this guy, Tedeschi. And the guy, and in fairness to Tedeschi, I love it. He goes, no, I'll take the 40 G's, please.
You want to Some people would take the social media.
Well, I had a guy do it with me.
Really?
Yeah. Not a chef. But you almost did a Scooby-Doo thing.
Really?
You did. You sound like Scooby-Doo there. Yeah.
All right.
He did. It was a Scooby-Doo thing. Pete, that's all right. We're good.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, so here's the thing. This guy, I never told the story here. Moose would love this. Here's the thing, right? I did these headshots. I had headshots done. Photography Jones, right? And I went probably like 4 years ago. I needed new headshots, right? I was doing some acting. And what happens is, the guy's price was a little steep. I'm like, yeah, so now I'm negotiating with this guy. He's like, well, you know, because you got a big presence on social media. Yeah, I said, I notice you don't. And he left. And he said, well, I'm trying to build up my account. I go, maybe we could work something out. He goes, yeah. Dude, the guy gave me this huge discount as long as I would tweet about his business. This was, again, like 4 or 5 years ago. And that's how it is. And that's what I did. Now, today, like, you know, I've had companies come to me and want to, hey, tweet this, and we'll pay you this amount of money. And a lot of times I say no, because it's stuff that I don't believe in. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be something that I'm into. I don't want to be like a shill. That's not my thing. I mean, so, but the whole thing with the chef, like, with AB trying to get the chef to, you know, hey, I got, what has he got, a couple million followers?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
So I could see that, you know, but the guy's like, no, I want my money.
$40,000. Yeah, I'll take the money first, or maybe both, but he wants the money
first. Yeah, my photo shoot was not $40,000. Yeah. It was $38,000.
I was going to say $33,000.
Got to see these pictures.
It's great. I look like Burt Reynolds in the 70s.
Is that good? I suppose.
Acting!
Oh, yeah. Are we done?
Make it four
for
four.
Here we go.
Beautiful. Oh,
yeah. Look at that.
That was a nice one-handed guy.
Yeah, this is what I do.
The Odell Beckham.
All right, Zook, we appreciate you.
Thanks,
tomorrow?
Guys. Yeah, back tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Bring your glasses tomorrow. Okay, that's an order.
Okay, yes, please, because I'm very busy hosting a show. We're going to do it here, the light 1v1, Mikey B versus Zelb. Here we go. So we'll do side-by-side. Pete, take control and begin. Okay, he has no idea what I'm talking about.
Wait, now real quickly, can we set this up?
The table a little better? Yeah.
So, Mike.
That was funny.
Yours is a
please
perfect game,
that
correct?
Yeah, mine is a perfect game. University of Virginia College Baseball.
Okay, I'll handle this.
Now, mine was a blowout.
Everybody slow down. Zach, I know you're getting excited because people are going to get to hear you call a football game. from your alma mater of Temple, the Owls, against the Nittany Lions of the Penn State. I know you're excited. Chill. Okay?
All right.
I'll set the table. Tell me what happened.
So, Temple.
You had me.
Oh, so Temple's playing Penn State. Temple has not defeated Penn State in 74 years.
Right.
They go down. The coach, actually, defensive coordinator Phil Snow, said they're going to score the first two scores of the game, and then we're going to start playing our brands of football. And the game ended up being a blowout. So at the end, you can't have a somber call, even though the game's a blowout. You know the outcome, so you have to lose your mind. And that's
the exuberance.
Tying in the history, too, of all the teams that lost to them.
Okay, we got it. Okay, so... All right, so most of the Taz and the Moose audience, they've heard Mikey B's call. We'll play it one more time. Let's play the Mikey B. Who did UVA play in this game and when? Who was it against?
No idea.
Are you kidding me?
Don't remember. I think it was George Washington, but I'm not positive.
How do you not know?
No
clue. This is the biggest moment of your life. You don't know?
Dude, how does he not know
that? I have no idea. I think it was George Washington, but
I'm not positive. Now I'm starting to doubt that's Mikey B on this call. It's like his college roommate.
Could be.
John wasn't Wilson.
I wasn't in college.
Maybe.
Professional.
Maybe, theory. Maybe he was just sitting in his dorm room, and he was trying to be an aspiring broadcaster, and he's just calling the game.
But he went to Cuse. He didn't go to UVA. He went to Syracuse.
Well, there goes that theory.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't even go to UVA. He just went down there.
It was George Washington. I'm correct.
Oh, my God.
Now, if I scream that take, it would be believable. It could be a hot take.
Right, hot take.
Make people convince
people.
Yes.
Okay, can I move on with the segment? So, Pete, let's... hear Mikey's call first, and we'll have the people, and then we'll play Zelbs. Okay, Gelbs. How am I doing? That was a mistake. Sorry about that. Go ahead, do it.
Here's the 1-1. It's a ground ball to Keith Werman. Scoops it up, throws to first. It's perfection. Will Roberts has thrown a perfect game for the Cavaliers.
Okay, so that is an epic call. That is, in my opinion, the right inflection, the timing, the pacing. It's true passion. You can hear it's not forced, and it's done well. It's done well.
Thank you.
It really is done
now,
well.
Now, how old were you around when you were doing that?
27, 28.
Okay.
And now you say you have more audio of yourself.
Yeah, I found another clip off of a montage.
So as you're producing a national radio show, he's searching his own audio. Do you believe this? The ego of this guy?
Right. We have to hear more of this? I thought the first call was okay.
The ego of this guy,
Zach. All right.
He's producing a national radio show. He's searching. Let me find my other audio. Unbelievable.
He's hoping a program director.
Yeah, it wasn't listening. Like somebody here asked me to do it.
I would never. I'm very busy.
This was the out before number 26.
Here we go.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Roberts registers K number 10. And it's 26 up, 26 down.
Wow. Mike, you're good, bud. I'm telling you. I told you this, and Moose was saying to you, when we first heard this together, Mark Malusis and myself, we both were like, wow. And I am an esteemed color commentator. I've had an umpteen amount of success, as you know.
Part of your career, I actually know.
Excuse me?
When you were color commentator?
I was epic. We know this.
Yeah. People Michael
love
Cole?
Yes, that's right, sir. I've worked with many of the greats, from Jim Ross to Mike Tenay, and I've nicely segued this to me.
Look at putting yourself on this guy. Over.
Joey Styles.
Joey Styles, my homeboy. No, okay, aside. So, Mike, you're really good.
Thank you.
And I really think that's what you should be doing for a living, not this. Now, back down to you. So, Zach. See you later, Mike. So let's hear Zach's.
The game is over! 74! No more! For the first time in 74 years, the Temple Owls have defeated the Nittany Lions of Penn State! Today, all the Temple alumni and the current Temple players and all the Temple fans can say, we are Temple! And we have beat Penn State! What a scene! Here at Lincoln Financial Field, the cherry and the white meet Penn State. Final score, 27-10. This is for Bruce Arians. This is for Steve Joachim. This is for the Klecko family, Raheem Brock, Wayne Harden, and all the great Temple players of the past and current. The Temple Owls, led by head coach Matt Rhule, have done what many people once thought was the unthinkable. Now, it is reality.
How long is this, buddy?
The Owls
Pay
win.
Me by the word.
Owls win.
Is this the fifth
Owls
quarter
win.
Of the game? Okay.
Paying me by the word.
Let me tell you what happened.
It was actually 8 minutes, but we cut it down.
I was 20 years old.
Okay, I don't care how old you are. Okay,
it's listen, a great call.
It doesn't matter. Okay, I'll be the judge of that, along with the audience, okay? You did a good job, but here's the problem, okay? This is where the barrier comes in. First of all, it was way too long. You overstayed your welcome. And I'll tell you where. You should have paused and stopped and let it breathe. I'm not kidding you now.
Okay.
Pete, play from the top, please, and then watch where you should have laid, as we call a layout in the business. I know you know what that means. Okay, please don't be sensitive. I'm just trying to help
I'm not
you.
Sensitive at
and
all.
And begin.
The game is over! 74! No more! For the first time in 74 years, the Temple Owls have defeated the Nittany Lions of Penn
State. Right there. The Nittany Lions of Penn State, you should have laid out for about 15 seconds, and this is the reason why. This is why Vince McMahon would hate you. This is the reason why. You just gave great information. Mm-hmm. You gave the history. You could hear your passion. You gave facts. You could hear the this. I'm sure this was at Temple, right?
That's what yeah. the game Lincoln could, Financial.
Right, okay. So the place is going nuts. You lay out and let people feel it. And then come back with the litany of information you gave after that. You just
that's a fair critique.
You kept going. Again, you were 20 years old, okay? You kept going and going and going and going. Oh, now, when you keep going like that, what happens is I forget about the most important thing, the 74, the history, because you just kept going.
Now, the thing is, we had to be quick because within 5 minutes after that, we had to run downstairs. Remember, this is not a big professional
operation. Yeah, you had to
interview
probably the coach.
And we had to go interview the coach, the quarterback, Tyler Medikevich.
This is not my first rodeo, sir. I understand how things are done.
Just keeping you in the loop.
Sir, I've been in the loop before you were born. Okay? So here's the
thing. If I was even a thought.
I actually created the loop, okay? I made the loop. I am the loop. So here's the thing. You did a good job. Okay, there's a poll up at Taz and the Moose. You people
I'm winning it,
can
by the
go
way.
Vote. Are you really? Okay, I got to give it a little
one
retweet.
One vote.
Can I get a retweet? No. So I just feel like you overmodulated because you were screaming too much.
I'm running my own board, too.
Oh, please. You got a lot of excuses.
So did I.
Zach, you better.
Wow.
Mikey B. Look at Mikey B.
We set up our own ISDN line.
Yeah, Mikey B. So did I.
ISDN line.
Pete, you heard him?
That was good.
That was it, Mike. So did I. That was great, actually. Yeah. All right. So this. I wish there was a way we could tweet out the audio, but you can't.
Well. I just did because I'm a good promoter.
Oh, you promoted yourself.
I tagged you in it. Well I guess I want to use your clout
to put in a poll.
Hmm. Yeah, but you put your audio in, but you got to. What about Mikey?
67% to 33% right now. Who cares about Mike?
Obviously you don't. I care.
Early
about
returns.
early returns.
Wow, look at Zach Yelp. He tweeted, "That's you, Zach. Mm-hmm. 74 no more is a better call."
Tag Temple in it, too.
So, do you believe this, dude? Talk about putting yourself over. Holy crap.
Down the middle.
Now, I'm not going to ask Taz to retweet
That's
it because I know what happens if you ask Taz to do something on Twitter. But if you want to, go ahead.
I actually respect that move.
That was great.
So right now, votes are starting to come in. Mikey B's winning 63% to 38%.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at Twitter. I have a very fast Twitter. So votes are starting to come in.
I'm seeing 67-33, Zach.
Well, I got to hit refresh. Hey, look, see? I'm not lying. Look. So this will be an ongoing thing. This is going to segue. Oh, my God, the show's almost over.
This is tough for me to win.
No, look, you're a competitive guy.
A lot of
guy.
Marks follow Listen, him. A
lot of marks. Wow.
It's not my audience.
This guy's the We Over Nation's going to love you. They love Mikey B. That's the problem.
See, someone
that's,
asked
that's
him.
When you get wow. Now the beating is just coming. It's unbelievable. This guy is competitive.
Here
like
we go.
Zach is competitive.
We'll let the people talk.
Yes.
If you have a brain, you vote for me.
Oh, wow.
If not, you're just a mark.
You're so endearing. Yeah.
Do you want to be called a mark? Vince McMahon doesn't like the term.
Wow, look at Zach winning. Well, you see, the reason why Zach's winning, because basically Mike, you got to tag UVA here. You got to get involved. You got to compete. You got to tag Syracuse. You got, even though they weren't even involved with this game, which is because you went there.
The Rams. Why not?
Tag the Rams. What the hell? Hey, put the Rangers in there too. No, but listen, you got to get UVA involved. You got to get involved because this guy's playing dirty now. Zach's playing dirty. Pete, who'd you like? Who do you think won?
I think Mikey B.
I like K. All right, let's get to the break.
He said, I like. He goes, I like. You like Mikey B.
I did. I did. I thought it was concise, right to the point. I think the overmodulation. I like Zach's call too. But
he screamed though. He's screaming.
He screamed.
Sorry, Zach.
I'm voting for Zach.
I'll take Mikey B though.
I feel bad for Mike. I'm going to have to do a different type of retweet on Mike's behalf.
All right. Poor reflection on that CW Post program. Just saying.
I went to Post.
Yeah, I was an intern there once.
A little while there.
Poor reflection on Pete. Right.
Pizza Hall of Famer. Be careful. Pete's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Watch yourself.
Please.
Okay, be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, that's right. Taz and Zach sitting in here for the Moose. And we're talking about these two calls by both these men here. Mikey B., the producer of the show, and Zach, who's co-hosting right now with yours truly. And so we got this poll up at Taz and Moose. Go give a vote if you heard. And later on, when we drop the podcast at radio.com or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast, you can get Taz and Moose every single day for free. So there'll be a... Mike, you're going to have the podcasting team do a separate podcast just for that last segment we did.
Exactly.
With your call.
Exactly.
Mike, Zach's call, and my esteemed commentary about both of you men.
Exactly.
Great. Okay, nice fade. And that's the deal. Okay. Is there a problem? You give me a dirty look now? Yeah.
Turn exactly. Your mic on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like queso.
Exactly. Wow, he's getting all over with the Post stuff. Pioneer Jones, what's going on?
Sorry you didn't go there.
Ooh, wow.
How's an intern there?
Why is Zach getting aggressive? Because
getting aggressive with me. No reason.
He got aggressive with Mike. He got aggressive with you. I feel a little intimidated right now, to be honest with
really?
You.
Really? Feather in my cap. Right
I actually
there.
Do.
No.
Not really. But anyway, no. The thing is, I think because, Mike, tell me, do you think that Zach was a little hypersensitive? My breakdown of his call was a little stiff?
It was spot on.
I actually think you're right.
Dude, I'm just trying to help. I'm just honest.
I appreciate
guy.
That.
Yeah, it's just I'm an honest
you
know, guy.
Your best critics are the ones that are honest with you.
There you go. Right now, I have Mikey B winning 62% to 38%. You don't have that?
Bunch of marks.
Oh, wow.
Just
Mark.
You're a mark, too, to Mikey B.
Oh, mark. I'm a mark. He called me a mark.
I think I tweeted it, too.
Dude.
See you next week.
Yeah.
He's going down dangerous territory.
Yeah, he doesn't realize.
Will I be here tomorrow?
You might not make it out of this door, son.
See, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to go to sleep, and then people are going to catch on to this a little bit, and they'll get real riled up when they get to lunch, and they want to tweet it on their free time.
You're like all excited because you think, oh, it's great, social media engagement. It's great. Until the We Over Nation... Because some of these people, like the Chan Man or the Kingsman, you don't know his name.
Oh, no, the Kingsman, I know. Oh, he's tweeted me a bunch. Actually,
oh, yeah, he tweets you.
I like his tweets. Hold on.
You like him now.
Mm-hmm. He's going to turn on you.
They wear on you.
Yeah. No, you like him now. Watch after he hears some of the commentary. How about Speakerphone Jones? He will rip your calves off your legs.
Robin the 3-2-1, is that another big one?
Yes, that's someone I think that was looking for a follow for Mikey B or you or somebody.
Yeah, he was asking me. He pulled the me.
Yeah, he did pull you. Can I get a retweet? Yeah, so...
Can I get a retweet?
Yeah, so, Zach tweeted, what a Mikey B. mock Taz is. All right.
So, I might be second on their list in terms of people they hate.
Really? I used to hate Pete a lot.
He's a mark.
Well...
What? Mark on mark crime?
It's mark on mark crime, and Pete verbally attacks them all the time.
Oh, that's... I'm not mark, verbally mark, attacking mark. Them.
This is called what's happening right now, mark. Zach, in the wrestling world, is a babyface turn. Pete is turning babyface without even trying. It means he's becoming a good guy. You, sir, were a quasi-heel, which is a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
You've rapidly become public enemy number one with the We Over Nation. Because when you tweet something derogatory at me, and then you don't have the chutzpah to tag me?
I tagged you.
You gutless man?
Whoa, stop. I quote tweeted you. You're already in the tweet. I don't have to tag you then. You get it.
That's a good point.
See, I respect them.
I stand corrected.
I respect them.
You are correct.
Let's put the smackdown on him.
I got a little aggressive, but you are right. You did quote tweet me. Hey, I make a mistake.
I can hold my own here.
Yeah. All right, easy. No, now he's going to. See, Mike, see what's going on now? He gave me I can hold my own here now. Everything was going great all week. Everything was going great all week, Mike.
This couldn't happen tomorrow.
Now Zach's going to pull this now. Listen, you're going to have to, when you take your little nap later, when you wake up, you're going to have to deal with maybe a little bit of backlash, not from me, on social media. a lot of my fan base is based in the West Coast, or they're based all over the world, so mm-hmm. they might be sleeping.
How have I been
right
disrespectful? That's the question I'm asking.
I think you're about to find out later on.
I enjoy wrestling.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I enjoyed it.
It's too late. It's not about enjoying wrestling. It's I think you should consider deleting that tweet.
Really?
Yeah. That's
your account.
Yeah.
your account.
your account. Delete your whole account. No, I'm joking. Listen, you both had really good calls. Mike's is better. I mean, so it's really that simple. So that's it. And look, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
It's got followed by Flip Flop Jones. That's got to be a mark.
That's
right?
A problem.
There we go.
There we go. And it begins.
Here we go.
Mark City.
There we go.
Mark.
That's it. It's coming.
Mark.
That's it, bro. Dude, it's slow. And this is what happens with the We Over Nation. Once you feel you're in the clear, like by the weekend, that's over. No problem. And next thing you know, it starts to come
Never
in next
ended.
Week. Once you're not on the show and Moose is back, and you're like, wow, what's going on my Twitter? What?
Yeah. It's like the 46 defense. Gets you out of nowhere, and then you're losing 80 to nothing.
Which we didn't get into today. We're going to get into tomorrow.
The if NFL I'm still here.
No, you'll be here. I'm not.
Hopefully I can get out of the building all right.
No, you'll be all right.
Mark's lining up
you'll
on the street.
Right. You'll be all
Mark,
right.
Mark, Mark, Mark.
Right. Anyway, so.
I should have never asked what the term Mark was yesterday.
You shouldn't have. No, you shouldn't have. No, that's all right. No, listen, it's all fun and games. You know, everybody's happy. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's giggling, laughing. But you know, it's all right. You'll be fine. Mikey B is still winning 65-35. 65% to 35%, Mikey B's beating Zach right now.
Having you endorse me was big.
Well, yeah. I just was...
Because he's a mark. Being... Once again, I'm just giving the truth.
You need to stop calling me that. Because
I'm
a 30-year veteran from that industry.
So that's why it's disrespectful.
It's like going over to Boomer Esiason and calling him a mark for quarterbacks. You can't do that. can't do that. Boomer will take his foot in your face. Well, I got a foot too, son. I'm not going to be able to reach your face because you're a lot taller than me.
I got a size 15 foot.
I'm very proud of you. Right, listen, Mike, Pete, great job. The Zookster, the Zaxter, we had a lot of fun today. Appreciate all you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.